I would just like to say one little remark to the Karatal players. It's actually not so easy to play Karatals properly.
Sam bih htio nešto reći onima koji sviraju karatale. U stvari karatale nije tako lako svirati.
I have met actually famous drummers who could not keep the steady rhythm of the karatas.
Poznao sam čak i dobre bubnjare koji nisu mogli držati postojani ritam karatala.
It's actually required for good karatal players to take some personal instruction by a good karata player like Gokulendra, I think, gives karatal instruction. There is some who Sharanga Thakur gives, and please take this instruction. You will be fantastic karata player.
Da biste dobro svirali karatale, trebate to naučiti od nekoga koji to dobro radi, kao recimo Sharanga Thakur, i onda
see, the particular difficulty in karata players is to keep a, it's actually 1/2, 1/8 and 1/4 beat.
To su dvije osmine i jedna četvrtina ritma.
And we usually go too fast.
I mi obično prebrzo idemo.
And once you go too far, one karate player goes too fast, if you want to keep a contemplative kirtan, it's almost like you have to enter into a war with him to play against his fastness, and then there comes a tension and no one can meditate in the karate playing. So please, you must learn good karate player. It's essential.
Jako je važno da naučite dobro svirati karatale, jer ako želite imati jedan kontemplativan kirtan, onda kao da borite u ratu s osobom koja tako svira, jer pokušavate njoj dati znanje da ne bi trebala tako brzo svirati.
Maybe you know the rock and roll band Embryo?
Jeste čuli za rock and roll band Embryo?
I personally sat down with the drummer and I told him, you don't know anything about drumming unless you know to play karatas.
Osobno sam sjeo s bubnjarem i rekao mu da on ne zna ništa o bubnjanju ako ne nauči svirati karate.
Oh, he said it's so easy. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right?
On je rekao, pa to je tako lako, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, šta ne?
Yes, I said, but in a certain brzino, 1, 2, 3.
Rekao sam, da, ali s određenom brzinom trebate svirati tako.
Let's see how you do.
Ajde da vidimo kako ćeš.
And he went like 1, 2, 3. Then he went very fast and very slow. And I said, no control of the mind.
I onda je malo brzo, pa išao sporo. I onda sam mu rekao, pa evo, um nije kontroliran.
So our Sharanga Thakur, the master of karate player, is offering free karate lessons to all of you.
I naš Sharanga Thakur vam svima daje besplatne satove sviranja karatala.
Hare Krishna. But now we want to go to the subject matter at hand. Is this a Bhagavad Gita verse or do we... Bhagavatam. So we will choose one Bhagavad Gita verse. Can you please give me an English and Irena a Croatian version? But I forgot to say the most important thing. It's so nice to see all of you.
Zaboravio sam reći ono najvažniju stvar, a to je da vas je uistinu jako lijepo sve vidjeti.
On Friday, that means yesterday, I arrived in Zagreb and I felt really like a soldier who came back after a strenuous battle. He came back home to rest and feel happy.
Jučer sam došao u Zagreb i osjećao sam se kao iscrpljeni vojnik koji je nakon duge borbe došao u kući da se odmori.
And I was hoping to see you this evening, and I'm very grateful, Yasam Sahvalang, to see all of you, especially Adya, who brought the third member of the family with her.
Jako sam sretan što vas sve vidim, pogotovo Adju koja je dovela trećeg člana svoje obitelji sa sobom.
So welcome, the two of you are here. So, yes, there are many, many exciting things which are happening at the moment.
Puno se uzbudljivih stvari događaju trenutno.
I personally believe that Krishna is just getting ready to surprise all of us.
I uistinu vjerujem da se Krishna upravo priprema da nas iznenadi.
But I believe the basis of these wonderful plans for expanding the Krishna consciousness movement is spiritual strength.
No, uistinu vjerujem da je baza za širenje pokreta svjesnosti Krišne duhovna snaga.
All of us need to see that our spiritual strength increases.
I svi mi trebamo vidjeti da se naša duhovna snaga povećava.
And another secret is that we learn to form a community in which every one of us is considering himself a servant of the spiritual progress of the other person.
I isto je tako važno da stvorimo duhovnu zajednicu u kojoj će se svatko od nas osjećati da je da zapravo doprinosi duhovnom razvoju druge osobe.
I want to speak about this tomorrow when I will present a concept called the circle of love amongst devotees.
I o tome bih želio govoriti sutra kada ću predstaviti koncept koji se zove krug ljubavi među baktama.
Yes, but today I want to talk about something else.
No, danas ćemo govoriti o nečem drugom.
We will read from the fifth chapter of the Gita, text 17.
Kada osoba usredotoči svoj um i inteligenciju na svevišnjega, polažući svoju vjeru u njega i uzimajući njegovo utočište, zahvaljujući potpunu znanju, sve njezine dvojbe u potpunosti nestaju i tako napreduje na putu oslobođenja.
You must speak doubly as slow. Purpose?
Smisao. Vrhovna transcendentalna istina je gospodin Krišna. Čitava se Bhagavad Gita temelji na izjavi da je Krišna svevišnja božanska osoba. To je mišljenje svih vedskih spisa. Paratatva znači vrhovna stvarnost, koju poznavatelji svevišnjega spoznaju kao Brahman, Paramatmu i Bhagavana. Bhagavan, svevišnja božanska osoba, posljednja je riječ apsoluta. Ne postoji ništa više od toga. Gospodin kaže, Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. Neosobni Brahman također počiva u Krišni. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. Prema tome, Krišna je u svakom pogledu vrhovna stvarnost. Onaj tko je usredotočio svoj um i inteligenciju na Krišnu, polažući svoju vjeru u njega i uzimajući njegovo utočište, ili, drugim riječima, onaj tko je potpuno svjestan Krišne, svakako je oslobođen svih nedoumica i posjeduje savršeno znanje o svemu što se odnosi na transcendenciju. Osoba svjesna Krišne može potpuno shvatiti da u Krišni postoji dvojnost, istovremena istovjetnost i osobnost, i s takvim transcendentalnim znanjem može postojano napredovati na putu oslobođenja.
Mm-hmm. The translation of this verse is, when one's intelligence, mind, faith and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge, and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
Dakle, prijevod ovog stiha je ovakav. Kada osoba usredotoči svoj um i inteligenciju na svevišnjega, polažući svoju vjeru u njega i uzimajući njegovo utočište, zahvaljujući potpunu znanju, sve njezine dvojbe u potpunosti nestaju i tako napreduje na putu oslobođenja.
This verse really talks about completeness.
Ovaj stih u stvari govori o potpunosti.
It talks about that our whole existence should be fixed on Krishna.
Govori kako čitavo naše postojanje treba biti usmjereno na Krishnu.
It means one's intelligence should make plans for Krishna's service.
Inteligencija treba osmišljavati planove za služenje Krishne.
One's mind should be full of thoughts of Krishna.
Um treba biti ispunjen mislima o Krishni.
One should have faith that Krishna will protect me.
Trebamo imati vjeru da će nas Krishna zaštititi.
And one should learn to really fix up one's concept of shelter in Krishna.
Isto tako trebamo naučiti kako svoju ideju o utočištu usmjerimo prema Krishni.
In this way a bridge is formed.
Na taj način se gradi most.
A bridge from matter to the spiritual world.
Most iz materije prema duhovnom svijetu.
Intelligence, mind and feelings, faith and also shelter. All this makes a bridge to the spiritual reality.
Inteligencija, osjećaj, isto tako i vjera, pa i utočište, sve to stvara most prema duhovnoj realnosti.
See, deep in our heart there is a river.
Duboko u našem srcu nalazi se rijeka.
It's called Vrittis in Sanskrit, or the heart river.
Na sanskritu se zove Vritti ili rijeka srca.
This river is a river of love.
Ta rijeka je ljubavi.
It flows naturally to God.
Ona prirodno teče prema Bogu.
But unfortunately, when we are in the material world, this river becomes dammed in, walled in.
No, nažalost, kada se nalazimo u materijalnom svijetu, ta rijeka je obuzdana, zazidana.
Imagine you would build a dam through the Zava.
Zamislite da preko Save izgradite branu.
What would happen is that a tremendous energy and force would accumulate behind this dam.
I onda bi se dogodilo to da bi se ogromna količina energije i sile sakupila iza te brane.
The same thing happens when we dam in our love for Krishna, when we don't allow it to flow.
Ista stvar se događa kada na taj način izgradimo branu prema za svoju ljubav prema Krišni. Jednostavno je ne dopuštamo da teče.
After some time, the first thing is we would feel blockaded.
Najprije ćemo se osjećati blokirano.
But after some time, the pressure of this water would look for new ways.
No, nakon nekog vremena pritisak od te vode tražio bi nove valove.
It will start maybe to flow left and right from the dam and create new smaller rivers.
Možda bi tekao lijevo ili desno od brane i stvorio nove male rukavce.
Exactly the same thing happens when we don't love Krishna.
Ista stvar se događa kada ne volimo Krishnu.
This means the river of our love in the heart has become dammed in and now it looks for new ways.
To znači da rijeka ljubavi u našem srcu je sagrađena brana na njoj i ona traži nove puteve.
When this river is when our attention gets fixed on, let us say, the beautiful body of the opposite sex, then this river, then from this river of love comes a small river which is called lust.
Kada se naša pažnja usmjeri prema, recimo, lijepom tijelu suprotnog spola, onda ta rijeka krene u jednu malu riječicu koja se zove požuda.
But when instead of focusing our attention on Krishna, we focus, for instance, our attention on money, then there is an overflow called greed.
A ako svoju pažnju umjesto na Krišnu usmjerimo na novac, onda dolazi do jednog priljeva koji se zove pohlepa.
Or let us talk of something which we consider positive, when our attention becomes fixed on, let us say, the welfare of others. This overflow is called compassion.
Ajmo pričati o pozitivnijem aspektu toga. Kada naša pažnja bude usmjerena prema samilosti za druge, onda se taj tok zove samilost.
But whatever the overflow of love of God is called, which comes when the love of Krishna is blockaded, it's never as strong.
No, ta sila nikada nije dovoljno jaka ako je blokirana ljubav prema Krišni, bez obzira kako je usmjerena.
Physical love or you know, sexual love or greed and its fulfillment, or samilost and its fulfillment, is never as strong as love of Krishna, and therefore never as satisfying.
Tjelesna ljubav ili seksualna ljubav ili pohlepa ili njezino ispunjenje, isto tako i samilost i njezino ispunjenje, nikada nisu toliko jaki ili toliko ispunjavajući kao ljubav prema Krishna.
Therefore the full satisfaction of the heart only happens if the river of love is no longer blocked, but flows, either flows freely or starts to flow.
Stoga nikada ne osjećamo potpuno zadovoljstvo, osim ako ta rijeka ne teče slobodno ili ne počinje teći.
This is very, very nicely illustrated in a story by Leo Tolstoy called Father Sergius.
To je jako lijepo opisano u jednoj priči Lava Tolstoja koja se zove Otac Sergije.
It's about a aristocrat who had a problem with anger.
To je priča o jednom aristokratu koji je imao problema s ljutnjom.
Because he did out of frustration with himself, he decided, let me become a monk.
I zbog tolike frustracije samim sa sobom, on je odlučio postati monahom.
He I don't know how much of the story I should tell you. It's a long story, but it's a very instructive story. So he came to his his first monastery. He did everything. He sang the songs. And after some time, he didn't feel so well in the monastery any longer. Everything seemed to be boring.
I kada došao prvi samostan, činio je sve tamo, pjevao je pjesme i sve što je već trebalo, ali nakon nekog vremena se nije više baš dobro osjećao tamo. Bilo mu je malo dosadno.
Once the abt of the monastery wanted to introduce him to a general of the army where this aristocrat, before he became a monk, was serving as an officer.
I onda je nadglednik tog samostana ga želio upoznati sa generalom vojske u kojoj on prije, dok je bio aristokrat, služio kao službenik.
So when the abt called him to see the general, all his frustration exploded.
I kada ga je taj nadglednik pozvao da upozna generala, sva njegova frustracija je izašla na vidjelo.
And he said, am I an animal in the zoo which is brought before a spectator so that the spectator can look at him and feel gratified too much?
Ma šta sam ja tu, neka životinja u zoološkom vrtu koju možete dovesti da ju drugi gledaju, pa ovo je stvarno previše.
His anger, which was a result of his suppressed lust, had given vent, and now he was there, very, very proud. He looked very proud, you know.
I izašla iz njega ta ljutnja koja je bila proizvod u stvari potisnute požude i onda on bio jako ponosan.
So he decided this is too much. I have to fight my anger. And he went into he became an eremit in a hermitage.
I onda odlučio da je to stvarno više dovoljno i postao je ispusnik.
He lived in a cage.
I živio je u kavezu, u nekoj čeli, pećine.
Pećine, yes, pećine. He ate very little.
Jeo je jako malo.
And he drank only water.
I pio je samo vodu.
And many days he prayed.
I molio se mnogo, puno dana se molio.
But his test was coming.
No, njegov test je dolazio.
It came in the form of a lady from the city.
Došao je u obliku jedne gospođe iz grada.
Who wanted to see the aristocrat who used to look very beautiful and who had now become a monk in the cage.
Željela je upoznati tog aristokratu koji je prije bio jako lijep, ali je sada postao monahom i živio u pećini.
On a winter evening she came and knocked at the door of the cave.
I jedne zimske večeri ona je došla i pokucala na vrata pećine.
Let me in, night is coming.
Pusti me unutra, dolazi
I'm
noć.
I'm freezing to death.
Smrznuću se ovdje.
You are praying to your God, but you have no compassion to his creatures.
Ti se moliš svome Bogu, ali nemaš samilosti za njegova stvorenja.
So this monk who was now known as Father Sergius let her in.
I taj monah koji je sada bio poznat kao otac Sergej pustio je unutra.
She is the devil.
Ona je vrag.
Come in.
Uđi.
You can rest here.
Možeš ovdje odmoriti.
I will sleep in the other room of the cave.
A ja ću spavati u drugoj sobi.
You know, an angry man is a lusty man.
Ljut čovjek je požudan čovjek.
An angry woman is a lusty woman.
Ljuta žena je požudna žena.
So she wanted to get him.
Ona ga je htjela dobiti, uhvatiti.
Woman is very intelligent in these matters.
Žene su jako inteligentne po tom pitanju.
They can feel.
One dobro osjećaju što se zbiva.
So she sat down and she put out her socks.
Ona je sjela, skinula čarape.
And then she put down her fur.
I onda skinula svoju bundu.
And she said, "My God, are you blocked?"
I rekla, "Moj Bože, kako si ti izblokiran."
I feel some cold.
Hladno mi je.
Please help me.
Pomozi mi.
So much sweating.
No, tako se znam.
She did everything, you know.
Sve radila.
And he just was, "Oh no, oh no." Finally, he went where the wood was and where he should cut, where he was cutting wood, and he said, "This is too much. This is a temptation." And he took the axe and he went like, and he cut his finger, and then, like this, he went to the poor woman.
I onda otišao do prostorije gdje je cijepao drva, uzeo je sjekiru i odsjekao je prst i zamotao ga ovako u tkaninu i došao do te žene.
Go.
Odlazi.
You are not sick.
Ti nisi bolesna.
You have enough fur.
Imaš dovoljno krzna.
And I heard your people are waiting downstairs.
I čuo sam da te dolje čekaju ljudi.
She saw the blood dripping down.
Ona je...
What have I done? Forgive me, Father Sergius.
Ona je vidjela krv koja je kapala na tlo i rekla, ma što sam to učinila, oprosti mi, oče Sergej.
One year later she became a nun out of repentance.
I godinu dana kasnije ona je postala opatica zbog pokajanja.
And from that day Father Sergius developed healing powers.
I od tog dana otac Sergej je razvio iscijeliteljske moći.
It started when a woman brought her little son who was very ill and said, just touch his forehead, maybe he's healed.
A to je sve počelo kada je jedna žena dovela svog sina i rekla mu, samo dotakni njegovog čela.
Father Sergej thought, only God can heal.
Otac Sergej je pomislio, pa samo Bog može isciljivati.
I cannot heal.
Ja ne mogu isciljivati.
But he touched the son on the forehead and he became healthy.
No, dotaknuo je njenog sina na čelo i on je ozdravio.
His fame from that day began to spread.
I njegova se slava od tog dana počela širiti.
He was known as a big healer.
Postaje poznat kao veliki iscijelitelj.
A very successful monk.
Iako uspješan monah.
And although his heart was dry.
I iako njegovo srce bilo suho.
Although he did not love God.
Iako nije volio Boga.
He liked the adoration of the people.
Svidjelo mu se obožavanje ljudi.
It's a very, very long story, but then he had a downfall.
To je jako, jako duga priča, no onda je pao.
He one day broke the regulative principle with one of the patients.
Jednog dana je prekršio regulativne principe s jednom od pacijenta.
And after it was done, after he had committed an illicit act, he felt so sorry that he wanted to hang himself.
I nakon tog nedopuštenog čina njemu je bilo toliko žao da se želio objesiti.
But by the mercy of a very simple person he understood why he had fought so much and struggled so hard in his life and why he had eventually fallen down.
No milošću jedne jednostavne osobe on je konačno mogao shvatiti zašto se u svom životu morao toliko boriti, zašto je na kraju pao.
The person, simple person told him, Father Sergio, you have become so famous, but because you have not learned to love God, you have always damped in the flow, the river of your heart.
I ta jednostavna osoba mu je rekla, Oče Sergej, ti si postao jako poznat, no budući da nisi naučio voljeti Boga, ti si jednostavno zatvorio tu rijeku ljubavi prema Bogu.
And when you dam in the river, it will look for new ways.
A kada na taj način izgradiš branu na rijeci, ona će tražiti nove puteve.
Lust, anger.
U obliku požude i ljutnje.
So you must now learn to please the Lord.
I sada moraš naučiti zadovoljiti Gospodina.
I feel this is a very instructive story.
Mislim da iz ove priče možemo puno naučiti.
Krishna, he says, when you develop love for me, you become free from attachment.
Krishna kaže da kada razvijemo ljubav prema njemu, onda se oslobađamo vezanosti.
Material attachment is only you know, an overflow. It is frustrating.
Materijalna vezanost je zapravo rijeka koja ide u krivom smjeru. To je frustrirajuće.
Doesn't satisfy the soul.
Ona ne zadovoljava dušu.
So the question then is, how can we develop love for Krishna?
I onda se postavlja pitanje, kako možemo razviti ljubav prema Krishni?
How can we free that river inside our heart, which otherwise causes us frustration?
Kako možemo osloboditi tu rijeku u našem srcu koja nam inače zadaje toliko frustracije?
This is a very, very, very good question.
To je jako, jako dobro pitanje.
Yogis try to do it by raising the shakti.
Jogi to nastoje učiniti tako da podignu shakti.
What Bhakti Das try to do?
Što je Bhakti Das pokušao učiniti?
The yogis try to bring that energy from the lower chakras to the higher chakras here, and they experience Brahman when that energy becomes released, which is ultimately love of Godhead.
Jogi podižu energiju iz nižih čakra u više čakre i na taj način se ta energija oslobađa, to je u stvari ljubav prema Bogu.
What do bhaktas do to što, free that damped in energy, that što, energy of love?
No što bhakte čine da bi oslobodili tu sputanu energiju ljubavi prema Bogu?
A very good question.
Dobro pitanje.
If you don't have an answer for this, then you need to search for answers.
Ako nemate odgovor na njega, onda trebate tražiti odgovore.
Srila Prabhupada did not like to translate bhakti just as love.
Srila Prabhupada nije volio bhakti prevoditi samo kao ljubav.
He translated this force, this bhakti, as loving devotional service.
On je tu silu, tu bhakti preveo kao predano služenje s ljubavlju.
No other translator has ever translated bhakti as loving service. Only Prabhupada has done this.
Nijedan drugi prevoditelj nije preveo bhakti kao služenje s ljubavlju, nitko drugi osim Prabhupada.
Why?
Zašto?
Because in this term, the answer how to release that powerful energy is given.
Jer se u tom izrazu daje odgovor kako osloboditi tu moćnu energiju.
See, when a yogi tries to rise the kundalini shakti and he just doesn't do everything totally rise, the shakti, instead of going this way, it goes a little to the right and makes him crazy.
Kada jogi pokuša uzdići svoju kundalini shakti i ako u tom postupku on učini nešto samo malo krivo, onda to skrene u krivome smjeru i on može poludjeti od toga.
If it goes a little to the left, it makes him lusty.
Ako skrene malo u lijevo, onda će postati požudan.
It's a play with fire.
To je igra s vatrom.
How does a devotee do it?
A šta bhakta čini?
He serves Krishna.
On služi Krishnu.
He puts his energy into active devotional service.
On svoju energiju ulaže u aktivno predano služenje.
And by contacting with his energy the Lord, this is spiritualized.
I dolazeći u dodir sa energijom Gospodina, to postaje produhovljeno.
Because Krishna, when you make contact with Krishna, when you make the bridge to Krishna by devotional service, then everything which comes in contact with him is purified.
Zato što kada stvorimo most prema Krišni uz predano služenje, sve što dođe u dodir s njim postaje produhovljeno.
And when our energy is purified, it's nothing else than pure love.
A kada je naša energija pročišćena, to nije ništa drugo do čista ljubav.
It becomes ecstasy, but spiritual.
To postaje ekstaza, ali duhovna.
The whole material universe is full with material, with blocked energy.
Čitav materijalni svemir pun je takve sputane energije.
And that energy gives rise to attachments, lust, anger, wars.
I ta energija zatim stvara razne vezanosti, ljutnju, požudu, ratove.
But if the energy is focused on Krishna, it's purified and it's in its natural state, it's called love of Godhead.
No, ako je ta energija u dodiru s Krišnom, ako je u svom prirodnom stanju i produhovljena, tada je to ljubav prema Bogu.
The river of our heart now flows freely.
Rijeka našeg srca sada slobodno teče.
And it wants to express itself.
I želi se izraziti.
In happy dance for Krishna.
U sretnome plesu za Krišnu.
I want to speak now about dancing for Krishna. Hopefully you don't think I'm crazy.
Sada ću govoriti o plesanju za Krišnu i nadam se da nećete pomisliti kako sam lud.
A pure soul glorifies Krishna and sings for Krishna.
Čista duša slavi Krišnu i pjeva za Krišnu.
But even if an impure soul works the other way, starts to sing and dance for Krishna, the flow of love is released.
No, čak i ako nečista osoba počinje pjevati i plesati za Krišnu, onda taj tok ljubavi također se oslobađa.
Singing and dancing for Krishna is singing his holy name and dancing for Krishna is the prime means to develop love of Godhead in Kali Yuga.
Pjevanje za Krišnu i plesanje je prvenstven način kako razviti ljubav prema Krišni u Kali Jugi.
A blocked person cannot sing and dance for Krishna.
Zblokirana osoba ne može pjevati i plesati za Krishnu.
Oh, hopefully the arctic is soon over. I feel so blocked.
Joj, da taj arctic više završi. Tako se osjećam loše, zblokirana.
I feel so ashamed.
Tako se sramim.
I'm not Radhanath Swami.
Ma nisam ja rada nad svami.
I feel more like a German.
Više se osjećam kao neki Njemac.
Nervous, blocked German.
Nervozan, zblokirani Njemac.
No, but if you simply come to the kirtan and you move a little back and forth and you sing, but for the pleasure of Krishna, you will see after some time something changes in you.
No, ako se malo krećete naprijed, nazad i pokušate pjevati za Krišnu, onda ćete vidjeti nakon nekog vremena da se nešto mijenja u vama.
You will feel how the energy rises in you.
Osjećat ćete kako ta energija raste u vama.
And after some time you feel some ljubav.
I nakon nekog vremena osjećate ljubav.
Today Gokulendra invited me for Harinam Sankirtan.
Danas me Gokulendra pozvao na Harinam Sankirtan.
And I thought, oh no, I'm too old and I'm too tired.
Ja sam pomislio, ma nema, previše sam star i previše sam
The weather is not good.
Vrijeme nije neko.
And I know the Zagreb devotees, when the weather is not good, no one will come to Harinam.
I znam zagrebačke bakte, kada vrijeme nije baš neko, onda oni neće doći na
Harinam. Everyone will have an excuse.
Svatko će naći neki izgovor. Mm-hmm.
We will have maximum 5 people.
Bit će maksimalno 5 ljudi.
Who don't know to play the instruments.
Koji ne znaju svirati instrumente.
Then I thought, anyways, I'm singing for Krishna.
I onda sam pomislio, ma šta god, ja spjevam za Krishna.
So we started.
I počeli smo.
An ocean of material sound vibration was around us.
Oko nas je bio ocean materijalnih zvučnih vibracija. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were stiff.
I bili smo ukočeni.
When I sung the first mantra, I think, oh no, I think all the people will find out that I sing exactly like a Jabbats.
I kad sam počeo pjevati prvu mantru, pomislio sam, ma nema, svi će se pomisliti da pjevam ku žaban.
I was so absolutely self-conscious.
Bio sam toliko samosvjestan.
Anyways, Hare Krishna. I've done this thousands of times, so I will survive this time also.
Počeo sam pjevati i radio sam to već tisuću puta, pa preživjet ću i ovaj put.
And then we chanted.
I onda smo pjevali.
We danced.
Plesali.
And then I saw Giridhari on his bicycle.
I onda sam vidio Giridharija na biciklu.
And he smiled so nicely.
I tako se lijepo smije.
And I felt greatly encouraged.
I osjetio sam se jako hrabrim.
At least one person is encouraging me.
Bari me jedna osoba ohrabrila.
And then I thought, well, he's such a nice devotee. Let me sing now for Krishna.
I onda sam pomislio, on je tako divan bhakta, sada ću pjevati
za Krishnu. And I felt so, after some time, I began to feel so happy and I felt love in my heart for Krishna and I did not want to stop the kirtan.
I nakon nekog vremena osjećao sam takvu sreću da nisam htio prestati s kirtanom, osjetio sam takvu ljubav prema Krishna.
And people were smiling and waving.
I ljudi su se smiješali.
Everything.
Mahali su, slali poljupce.
The whole atmosphere changed on the street.
I čitava se atmosfera na ulici promijenila.
It was still the same day.
I dalje je bio isti dan.
The same fog in the street.
Ista magla na ulici.
Cold.
Hladno.
Five devotees.
Petera Bhakta.
Who didn't know to play the karatas.
Koji nisu znali svirati.
But the stream of love had been released.
No, bila je oslobođena struja ljubavi.
And everything was different.
I sve je bilo drugačije.
Zagreb turned into the spiritual world.
Zagreb se pretvorio u duhovni svijet.
The street turned into Vrindavan.
Ulice su se pretvorile u Vrindavan.
And everyone I saw looked like a self-realized soul.
I svatko od koga sam vidio izgledao kao samo spoznata duša.
Especially Giridhari.
Posebno Giridhari.
No, I'm telling you my own experience today.
Sada vam pričam svoje vlastito iskustvo.
Because by just going in the beginning through the motions, just dancing and chanting, something happens if and only if you fulfill one condition.
Ako krenemo kroz te neke osnovne stvari, samo pjevanje i plesanje, nešto će se dogoditi, ali samo pod jednim uvjetom.
The condition is that you fix your attention on Krishna and do it for his pleasure.
A ta je da svoju pažnju usmjerite na Krishnu i da to činite za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
Then your energy becomes purified.
Vaša energija se na taj način pročišćava.
And as a result, that stream or that river which was walled in for many lifetimes begins to flow again naturally.
I onda ta rijeka koja je već životima zazidana prirodno počinje teći.
When you come to the kirtan,
kada dođete na kirtan,
just do two things.
Radite samo dvije stvari.
Chant and dance.
Pjevajte i plešite.
Don't dance like you know, if you don't dance a little, but if you don't feel like dancing, you don't need to make a show.
Ma plešite malo, ako vam se ne pleše, ne morate praviti predstavu od toga.
Just chant and dance, and the most important thing is fix your attention on Krishna, like looking at the deities.
Samo pjevajte i plešite i pažnju usmjerite na Krišnu, kao recimo gledate božanstva.
And then you enter into a spiritual experience where the blocked energy becomes freed and transforms into love.
I onda dolazite u jedno duhovno iskustvo gdje ta sputana energija bude oslobođena i osjećate tu ljubav.
This time when I was in India, I saw something which moved me very deeply to the core of my being.
Kada smo sada bili u Indiji, vidio sam nešto što me jako duboko dotaknulo do same srži moga bića.
Maybe I can show you a little movie about what I showed on my birthday.
Možda ću vam pokazati na svoj rođendan jedan film o tome.
I went to a forest.
Otišao sam u šumu.
In Varshana.
U Varshani.
And I saw one devotee of Krishna called Ramesh Baba singing on a it was actually electrical harmonium.
I vidio sam jednog baktu Ramesh Babu koji je tamo svirao na električnom harmoniju.
It was a beautiful night with only a few stars in the sky.
Bila je prekrasna noć sa samo nekoliko zvijezda na nebu.
All of a sudden, from many directions, people came who were dressed very elegantly.
I odjednom su iz svih smjerova počeli dolaziti ljudi obučeni jako elegantno.
They were disciples of Ramesh Baba.
To su bili učenici Ramesh Babe.
And they started to dance.
I počeli su plesati.
In circles.
U krugovima.
Very nicely.
Jako, jako lijepo.
But there was no light on them.
No, nisu bili ničemu osvjetljeni.
It was clear. And they danced for 2 hours.
I plesali su 2 sata.
And it was a very spiritual atmosphere.
I ozračje je bilo jako duhovno.
The next morning I asked Ramesh Baba, what was that?
I sljedeće jutro sam upitao Ramesh Babu, što je to bilo?
Well, he said, I'm training these young people to dance for Krishna.
I on je odgovorio, pa ja obučavam te mlade ljude da plešu za Krishnu.
We don't want to have so much light, because then maybe the chances that they dance self-consciously And what will others think of me, you know?
Ne želimo previše svjetla, zato što bi onda možda plesali samosvjesno, mislili bi što drugi misle.
So in this way they just dance for Krishna.
I na taj način su plesali samo za Krishnu.
And Krishna likes that very much.
I Krishna se to jako sviđa.
And then he told me a story.
I onda mi ispričao jednu priču.
He said that one year ago, the deities on the altar were stolen.
I rekao mi je kako je prije godinu dana, kako su božanstva s oltara bila ukradena.
And everyone went crazy in that village, Shitsoli, everyone, where are our deities? Radha Manbihari.
I onda su svi u tome selu, Shitsoli, svi su poludili, gdje su ta naša božanstva?
But Ramesh Baba said he will come back.
No, Ramesh Baba je rekao, ma vratit će se.
Krishna will come back because here we dance for his pleasure.
Krishna će se vratiti jer ovdje plešemo za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
And about one year later the thief came back. He was driven by Krishna in the heart. Go back, bring me back.
Godinu dana kasnije kradljivac se vratio, Krishna u srcu ga je nabao da se vrati.
The thief had gone with the deities 2000 kilometers to Bangladesh.
Kradljivac je s božanstvima otišao 2000 km dalje u Bangladeš.
But Krishna wanted to come back to see his devotees dancing for his pleasure.
Na Krishna se želio vratiti i vidjeti svoje bhakte koje plešu za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
Because Krishna is only interested in one thing.
Jer Krishna zanima samo jedna stvar.
Our love.
Naša ljubav.
You cannot impress him with anything else.
Ne možete ga zadiviti ničim drugim.
We could build a temple of gold.
Možemo sagraditi hram od zlata.
And be every day in the Croatian TV.
I biti svaki dan na hrvatskoj televiziji.
And build 20 ecological villages.
I izgraditi 20 ekoloških sela.
But Krishna wants to see how that river of love begins to flow in his direction.
Ali Krishna želi vidjeti kako ta rijeka ljubavi teče u njegovom smjeru.
Father Sergius was the most famous monk.
Otac Sergej je bio jako poznat monah.
But he had not learned to do his things for the pleasure of the Lord, to his activities.
No, nije naučio raditi stvari za zadovoljstvo gospodina.
And therefore the river of love remained blocked.
I stoga je rijeka ljubavi ostala sputana.
The dam was not broken in his life.
On je u svom životu nije uspio slomiti,
and
uništiti tu branu.
He remained a slave of lust, the overflow.
I ostao je sluga požude.
Until he finally, by his person who was very simple, got the idea and corrected his ways.
Sve dok on je čuo to od te jednostavne osobe i nije se promijenio.
Once, one of my god brothers, Indra, was asked, how do you put your heart into the chanting?
Jednom su mog brata po Bogu, Indru Prabhua, pitali, kako unosiš svoje srce u pjevanje?
And he said simply, we are separated from Krishna now.
I on jednostavno odgovorio, sada smo odvojeni od Krishne.
And this is the source of our problem.
I to je izvor naših problema.
Now we want to be together with him.
Sada želimo biti s njim.
And we express this through chanting his name.
A to pokazujemo kroz pjevanje njegovih imena.
My dear devotees, don't miss the point.
Dragi moji bhakte, nemojte to propustiti, shvatiti.
This Krishna consciousness movement is about freeing the river.
Svrha ovog pokreta za svjesnost Krišne je oslobađanje te rijeke.
And this is done through devotional service.
A to se čini putem predanog služenja.
And in this age of Kali, chanting and dancing is that most powerful devotional service.
I ovom dobu Kali, pjevanje i plesanje je najmoćniji oblik predanog služenja.
When you learn to chant nicely,
kada naučite na lijep način pjevati,
you will all of a sudden see, where are my attachments?
Jedinom ćete se pitati, pa gdje su moje vezanosti?
I used to be so attached.
Nekad sam bio tako vezan.
Oh my God, where's my anger?
Bože, pa gdje je moja ljutnja?
Where is my lust?
Gdje je moja požuda?
I was a lusty sweet ball eater.
Ja sam mu tako požudno jeo od slatke kuglice.
What has happened?
Što se dogodilo?
The real river has started to flow.
Prava rijeka počela je teći.
Now there is no longer this embarrassing overflow.
Nema više ovih drugih priljeva.
And it's so simple. Just fix your attention and then something will happen.
Tako je jednostavno. Samo usmjerite svoju pažnju i nešto će se dogoditi.
Who of you has cold feet?
Tko se od vas boji?
No, Nita. I have cold feet very often. I had to go to a doctor because I'm not yet 100% healthy, and he said there's a simple way to get warm feet. You just stand on the ground and you put your consciousness in your feet and you will see circulation will start.
Pitanje je bilo tko od vas ima hladne noge. U biti, jako je jednostavno, jedan liječnik mi je objasnio da samo trebate usmjeriti svoju pažnju na stopala i onda će se nešto dogoditi.
You can try.
Možete to pokušati.
Or when you do tai chi exercises and you become conscious of what you do, you will see something starts to, the ki, the prana begins to flow.
I ako radite recimo teči vježbe, nešto se počne događati, ki, odnosno prana počne teći.
Bhakti is like this: if you act and put your consciousness on Krishna, you will see how your love starts to flow.
Bhakti je takva: ako djelujete i usmjerite svoju svjesnost na Krishnu, vidjet ćete kako ljubav počinje teći.
Same principles, huh? Fix your consciousness.
Radi se o istim načelima, samo usmjerite svjesnost.
So this is what I wanted to tell you this evening.
To sam vam večeras želio reći.
Please come to the Sunday feast and then try it. I will remind you before the kirtan starts. I will remind you.
Dođite na Sunday feast i isprobajte to prije početka kirtana, ja ću vas podsjetiti.
Hare Krishna. Was this all right?
Je li bilo u redu?
Dionysus, was it all right? Good. Krishna. It's a deep point. It's simple, but it's deep.
Ovo je jednostavno, ali je duboko.
Let us try the other alternative.
Ajmo iskušati drugu alternativu.
We continue to do everything.
Radimo dalje sve.
But we don't fix our attention on Krishna.
Ali ne usmjerimo svoju pažnju na Krishnu.
No consciousness on Krishna.
Bez da smo svjesni Krishne.
Malo automatski.
Malo automatsko.
What will happen?
I što će se dogoditi?
We will not be able to focus, the energy won't be focused and it will not become pure love of Godhead.
Energija neće biti usmjerena i to neće biti čista ljubav prema Bogu.
Therefore Krishna in the Gita says to Arjuna, Arjuna's service was to fight, very unusual service.
Stoga Krishna kaže Arjuni u Bhagavad Giti, Arjunina služba je bila da se bori, što je prilično neobična služba.
Krishna wanted him to do his service of fighting for him.
Krishna je želio da on izvrši tu službu da se bori za njega.
But he said, fight and think of me as Krishna.
No, rekao mu je, bori se i misli na mene kao Krishnu.
Arjuna did it.
Arjuna je to učinio.
And he became glorious as the greatest devotee.
I postaje slavan kao najveći bhakta.
If you do your energy, if you use your energy and you focus it on Krishna, everything becomes purified. Even fight, I mean, we don't fight, we are not kshatriyas, but even fighting.
Ako iskoristimo svoju energiju i usmjerimo je na Krišnu, onda postoje sve moguće, čak i možemo se čak i boriti, iako mi nismo kshatrije.
This is the whole secret of bhakti.
And to je tajna bhakti.
Do the activities, but think of Krishna.
Radite svoje aktivnosti, ali mislite na Krišnu.
If you just do the activities, it will not, the result won't come so quick.
Ako samo vršite aktivnosti, rezultat neće tako brzo doći.
You must fix the consciousness on Krishna.
Morate usmjeriti svjesnost na Krišnu.
That's why we hear this philosophy.
Zato i slušamo tu filozofiju.
This is not a boring, unnecessary exercise.
To nije neko dosadno, nepotrebno, nepotrebna vježba.
Our minds so that we can think of Krishna.
To pomaže našim umovima da misle na Krišnu.
So that the flow of energy can start.
Kako bi tijek energije mogao krenuti.
All right. So, if you have any questions, you may ask your questions now.
Ako imate neka pitanja, možete ih sada postaviti.
Deva, huh? Or just Deva? Plain Deva, yeah. Plain Deva. All right, you're the first. Is someone else at the moment? Yes.
Puno lakše pjevati i plesati za Krišnu nego samo pjevati.
I have noticed that it is much easier to dance and sing for Krishna than only to sing for Krishna.
Yeah.
Why is so?
Sing and dance. You mean when you sit down and not dance, then it's difficult, more difficult to sing?
It is more difficult for me to just to sing for Krishna, to concentrate myself on Krishna just singing.
Yeah.
Then with singing and dancing, it's more easy.
For it's me, more easy.
If it is for everybody.
Yeah.
Kažem da mu je lakše misliti na Krišnu kada i pjeva i pleše nego kada samo pjeva.
Yeah, see, dancing is actually a service for God.
Ples je u stvari služba za Boga.
Dancing for him, it's called nritya.
To je ples za njega. To se zove nritya.
Normally in temples there are trained dancers, the devadasis, who are dancing for Lord Jagannath. One great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy, trained these young girls to dance for the pleasure of the Lord.
Obično u hramovima postoje obučene plesačice, zovu se devadasije, i onda one pleću za božanstva. Jedan veliki bhakta gospodina Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy, je obučavao takve plesačice.
They dance more elegantly. Women can dance more elegantly. Usually, you can also see in our temple, our matajis are dancing just very elegantly sometimes.
One plešu elegantnije, žene općenito elegantnije plešu, to možemo vidjeti u našim hramovima, da matiči nekad elegantnije plešu. To je služba.
But in our Gaudiya line, also men are dancing, and because it's a service.
No, u našoj Gaudiya liniji i muškarci također plešu, ali to je služba.
You engage your bodily senses in the service of the Lord.
Mi svoje tjelesno osjetilo uključujemo u službu za Gospodina.
And that is one extra service. Singing is one service and the second service is dancing, and you get more milos when you do this.
I to je u stvari dvostruka služba, zato što je pjevanje jedna služba i ples je druga služba.
Also, when you dance, you forget yourself if you dance properly.
I ako pravilno plešemo, onda zaboravimo na sebe.
If you think like, no, but if you think like, so blocked, what if others will see me?
Ako razmišljate, pa šta ako mi drugi vide?
Then the dancing doesn't make you forget yourself.
Onda od plesa nećete zaboraviti na sebe.
I remember when I was the first time out on Harinam. It was on that one street, just everyone seemed to know me.
Kada sam prvi put izašao na Harinam, to je bilo na jednoj ulici gdje su izgledalo kao da me svi poznaju.
Yes, I was a little known in this town Hamburg because I liked to play violin and I had long hair and all this, you know.
Bio sam poznat u Hamburgu zato što sam volio svirati violinu, imao sam dug kosu.
And the first person who passed by was this one man, you know, he was a Marxist and it was very, very fashionable to be a Marxist at that time in Germany, and he saw me and he knew me and he went like
In prva osoba koja je prošla, to je bio jedan marksist, u ono vrijeme je bilo pomodno da budete recimo marksist, i onda kad je prošao pogledao me sav začuđen.
Then 10 people from my school class came by.
I onda je naišlo 10 ljudi sa mojeg razreda.
What? This is the extreme of craziness.
A oni su rekli, pa ovo je vrhunac ludila.
Then my German teacher came.
Onda je došla moja učiteljica njemačka.
It was torture.
To je bilo pravo mučenje.
Finally, I couldn't take it any longer. I just ran away from the kirtan and started to cry.
Konačno više nisam izdržao, nego sam pobjegao iz kirtana i počeo plakati.
And one devotee said, "What is the problem?"
I onda bhakta upitao, pa u čemu je problem?
All the people I care for, they think I'm mad.
Ma svi ljudi do kojih mi je stalo misle da sam lud.
He said, "This is only your insecurity."
A on mi je rekao, to je samo tvoja nesigurnost.
Because you are not convinced of Krishna.
Jer ti nisi uvjeren u Krishnu.
When you are convinced, then the energy will change.
Kada budeš uvjeren, energija će se promijeniti.
Try again tomorrow.
Probaj sutra ponovno.
Are you a revolutionary, yes or no?
Jesi li ti revolucionar, da ili ne?
Well, with this you can get me.
Na to me možeš dobiti.
And so we were, so I went again, not actually next day, next Sunday. We always had Harinams on Sunday.
I onda smo išli sljedeću nedjelju, imali smo Harinama nedjeljama.
And I somehow got the mercy of Krishna, I felt this is the best thing to do.
I na neki način sam dobio Krishnu milost i pomislio, ovo je najbolja stvar.
Since immemorial time, people have praised the Lord and danced for him.
Od pradavnih vremena ljudi su slavili Boga i plesali za njega.
So all the people came by.
I onda su svi ljudi prošli.
And on that one day, the Saturday, Jimi Hendrix had a concert, and on Sunday he also went by, came by.
I taj puta Jimi Hendrix je dan prije u subotu imao koncert. I on isto naišao.
So I went to everyone like.
I svima sam ovako mahao.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's very good.
O, jako dobro.
And everyone saw me and they went like, wow. Just like the devotee had said.
I svi su me bodrili kad su me vidjeli, baš kao što je taj bhakta rekao.
And I began to understand Krishna had given me the milost.
I počeo sam shvaćati da mi je Krishna dao milost.
The energy was flowing and people were noticing it.
Energija je tekla i ljudi su to zamijetili.
They were touched.
I bili su dirnuti.
Everyone really only wants one thing, to love and be loved. That's really the essence.
U stvari, ono što svi žele je da vole i da budu voljeni, to je suština svega.
And we want this in relationship to Krishna, to God.
Mi to želimo u odnosu s Krishnom, s Bogom.
Simple.
Tako jednostavno.
So Deva Prabhu, when you serve the Lord by chanting and then also additionally dancing. That's very good.
Dakle, da je upravo kada ti služiš Boga sa pjevanjem i onda sa plesanjem, to je jako dobro.
You get some mercy like everyone who does devotional service gets some mercy.
Dobivaš milost kao i svatko tko predano služi.
You look at me. Really? Is this true? Do you think it will work for me?
Gledate me i sigurno mislite stvarno hoće li to za mene isto vrijediti?
Sigurno.
Sigurno.
But also you can sit down and do the same thing. Fix your attention on Krishna.
No isto tako možete i sjesti i učiniti istu stvar, usmjeriti pažnju na Krishna.
Is really always the same. You must do devotional service while focusing your consciousness on Krishna.
Zapravo ideja je uvijek ista. Trebate predano služiti, ali vaša pažnja mora biti usmjerena na Krishna.
Krishna. All right. So, with your permission, we will end here.
S vašim dopuštenjem tu ćemo stati.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Please stay a little longer in the temple, talk to each other.
Ostanite malo dulje i pričajte jedni s drugima.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gaura Premanandi, Ari Ari Bol.